Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The following is a special presentation from Cold Sports. This episode of Cold Sports is brought to you by Studio, a company that focuses on elegant, stylish, classy headphones and earbuds. Go to coldsports.com and upon checkout, use the promo code COLD to save an extra 15% off your purchase. Studio is the place that designs your sound experience. Do you like to get blitzed at every game? Do you need to have that tonic? Do you want to get that little sip of Hennessy? How about that sip of Jack Daniels? Well, you can do that as an NBA, NFL, or Major League Baseball player. Get as drunk as you need, please. But if you do, call the Cold Sports Driving Service. They will pick you up right there at the bar. We will even pick you up off the floor, and we will put you in the car, drive you to your house, and everything will be just fine. The blood alcohol content level of our drivers will be 0.000. You can take out all of your anger, all your frustration, all of your venom on the booze that is waiting for you after that heavy loss. Yeah, down that fifth. Drink that bottle away. Pour the whole club up with the Cristal or Ace of Spades. Do that without the worry and the burden of getting behind the wheel and driving to your and someone else's death. The Cold Sports Driving Service is waiting for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down. We will pick your drunk behind off the floor and take you home safely.
Cleaning up vomit is not part of the deal. If you get robbed, that is not our responsibility. If Rehome scores a women, we'll make sure that they clown you and put you on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and make you look like the fool that you are. Purchase is definitely necessary. Available in all 50 states, including Puerto Rico.
Hello and welcome to the 2018 Cold Sport VIP Honors. I'm Ashley Sanders, host of Who's This with Captain Ashley, and what an event we have for you tonight. We are celebrating the second anniversary of Cold Sports. And how do we celebrate? In style, of course. This is the classiest sports show in the world, and boy, do we live up to that catchphrase. Look at these people. We are like at the Academy Awards. Everybody is dressed to the nines. I see Gabrielle. Go ahead, girl. I see Gabrielle Union out there. Of course, she's in that beautiful Vera Wang gown. And you know she's out here to support her man, D-Wade. And I believe I see Jay-Z. And yes, of course, you know he's buttoned down in that Tom Ford. You go ahead, boy. Go ahead, Jay. And oh my goodness. Coming to the mic right now, we have the amazing, the genius, the fantastic Dave Maresca from the Hollow Nine Network. Mr. Hollow Nine, the CEO himself. Dave, let me ask you a question. What brings you here tonight?
Hi, Ashley, hi. I came to see Skit of the Year. You know, how Cole talked bad about Jerry Jones. That was hilarious.
Yes, it was. And do you have anything you want to say to Cole?
Yeah, you know, just keep up the good work, man. You know, 2 years, it's awesome, all right? I look forward to even more.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, great. All right, see you later. Bye, thank you.
That's Dave Maresca, the CEO of Hollow Nine Network and the creator of the fabulous audio drama Tangent City. Now, we are just moments away from the start of this award show extravaganza. Before we get started, let me tell you exactly what's about to go down. You are going to see episodes go up against each other in the Episode of the Year category. The best of the best segments will go vie for the crown of Segment of the Year. The bad things in sports are highlighted, but the good things will also get its shine. the champions personified of the year will be crowned, and the editorial portion of the show will also get some love as the segment, upon further review, will receive a winner. We will have a special award for what Cole calls his VIP because he doesn't deem them fans. One of them will receive a special honor and a prize to boot. And the two biggest awards, of course, are going to close out tonight's special event. You will hear audio from the Skit of the Year nominees, as well as the candidates for Dolt of the Year played throughout the entire broadcast, so you might want to pay attention. And of course, what would a Cole Sports show be without congratulatory words from our man, Mr. CEO himself, the godfather of sports, Cole Johnson? And that, too, will play throughout the broadcast. Oh, look, here's another esteemed guest. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the co-host of the Dan and Cody podcast and the Melrose Place podcast, Mr. Daniel Hill. How are you, Daniel?
Ashley, I am doing great. You look ravishing. Thank you so much for talking to me. How are you?
I'm doing fine myself, man. So the VIP honors, what brings you here?
Well, I wanted to get out. I haven't been out in forever. I'm a huge fan of the show, so I thought this would be a great opportunity to get out. I think Cole is a great guy. Love his show. He's a great host. That's why I'm here.
That's awesome, man. Tell me, what sticks out in your mind when it comes to thinking about Cole Sports?
I'm a huge fan of the show. I have been for a while now. Cole interviewed me on his show. We had a great time. It's a wonderful show. He's a badass host. The way he goes after these fools and calls them dolts, man, I love it.
And I do too. Thanks, Dan.
It's my pleasure, Ashley. Take care of yourself. Listen to the Dan and Cody podcast, will you?
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A fun-filled night is in store, and I will see you on the other side for the wrap-up show. For Cole Sports, I'm Ashley Sanders, host of the podcast Who's This with Captain Ashley, and I'll see you later.
Word gets out that Rose demands a 5-year, $150 million contract when the next time he gets to negotiate his contract comes up. I already know why he even thinks he can draw that number. You know how it's going to be. Say, man, look, I deserve that. Man, I break ankles out here. Hey, look. What that point guard name in Memphis? That little him. Yeah, Mike Conley. Yeah. That make 5-year, $153 million. And I know I break his ankles on a daily if I got a chance to play him. He ain't nothing compared to me. I can rise up on that fool. Yeah, man. Yeah. So if he can get 5 years, $153 million. I can certainly get 5 years, 150. I know I'm worth that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Cole Sports is proud to bring to you its second annual VIP honors. Here's your host, Mr. VIP, the intelligent sportsman, the voice of an angel, Mr. Class Personified, and the founder, creator, and host of Cole Sports, Mr. Cole Johnson. Wow.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. No, seriously, thank you so very much. I can't believe this. I am blown away. My heart is full. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. Have a seat. My goodness. I mean, with that applause, I almost thought I retold the Oprah Winfrey Golden Globe speech. But I am appreciative. Well, thank you for joining me, whether here or at home. Welcome to the second annual Cole Sports Anniversary Party known as the VIP Honors. And as an aside, Jerry Rice was sent an invitation, but he won't be able to make it. That's due to the fact that we weren't serving any chicken on the menu. Yeah, and I'm also looking forward to some winners' acceptance speeches. They could be like Muhammad Anas. Yeah, you know, they'll thank their wives and girlfriends at the same time. Oh, wow, this has been a monumental sports year, hasn't it? I mean, we saw politics enter the fray. We witnessed a sport actually capture the interest in America in a way that it hasn't in quite some time. And we still have no idea what a catch is. Right? We don't. I mean, first, in 2010, it was completing the catch. Then in 2015, it was football move. Now, it survived the ground. All this new vernacular on describing what a catch is. Well, how about we say these words about the catch rule? And that is rule abolishment. Wait. On second thought, that wouldn't work. I mean, it would stop Cowboys fan from posting on Facebook, "It was a catch," once a week. And since we're still on football, you must feel for the state of Georgia, right? I mean, we started off last year with what many thought would be the end of the Patriots dynasty. Instead, that game turned the corniest people on the planet into comedians. My team scored 31 points. Oh my God, the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead again. Matt Ryan threw for 283 yards. Oh my God, the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead again. Here's a bad problem for you. 7 plus 14 plus 3 plus 4 plus 3. That equals 31. I split into 20 and 3. The Falcons blew a 28-3 lead again. It is so stupid. I mean, listen. It's hard to get to where the Falcons did. The Patriots proved to be the better team, even if the Falcons blew the biggest lead in Super Bowl history. Well, at least it's not like early this month with the Georgia Bulldogs. What? Too soon? Okay, so we got bored for a little while after the Super Bowl, and then LaVar Ball came onto the scene. Now, I have nothing bad to say about him as a father. Obviously, his three sons respect him. The problem I have with him is this. Why does LaVar have to act like the guy and pick up basketball who is always chosen last?
Pick me. I was back down Sean Kemp in the paint. He ain't got nothing on me.
Except talent. See, I'm all for being a supporter of your family, but get out of the way and let your offspring cook, like Earl Woods did with Tiger, like Richard Williams did with Venus and Serena, like Doc Rivers did with Austin. All right, bad example, but you get my drift. And speaking of Serena, congratulations on the birth of your daughter. Yeah. And winning your 23rd Grand Slam last year. And this must be an issue. How could a pregnant woman beat a field full of other women not expecting? See, we as men now have allies in the fight.
I'm hurt, baby.
Don't give me that I'm hurt crap. Serena won a Grand Slam tournament 8 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, but seven non-pregnant women at the top of their athletic game couldn't beat her. So what's their excuse?
Then we got bored again, this time by actually seeing a sporting event, and that was the Warriors marching through the NBA playoffs and becoming NBA champions again.
However, the most interesting part about the NBA playoffs was what happened after. The NBA Finals MVP wanted to shut all his haters up, so he decided to go ham on Twitter. Yeah, that would be one Mr. Kevin Durant. And about six other handles that go directly to him. You know, at Slim Reaper 35, at Billy Donovan Whack, at Russ Off His Meds, at OKC Is The Real Cupcake, at LeBron's Bald Spot, and at Peyton Can Suck It. I mean, I should have known with all those handle names, Durant was lurking behind them. But to a sport that actually had a good playoff season, hockey made a reappearance on the national stage again. Yeah. Yeah. The Stanley Cup playoff run of the Nashville Predators was one you had to experience there. I mean, one of their longstanding traditions is if a Predator were to score a hat trick, a catfish gets tossed in the middle of the rink. Yes, catfish. I mean, in Detroit, they toss out octopi. In Nashville, it's a catfish. Well, imagine smuggling catfish into Bridgestone Arena and they don't pull off the hat trick. The smell would be horrible. Well, they may have to hope SPCA won't protest against them. Isn't that right, Michael Vick? And then there's the big time elephant in the room. The NFL and their stance on Colin Kaepernick. Now, I was invited on a panel and they asked me back in early September what would be the biggest story in 2017. Well, my other two colleagues went with personnel moves. But it was just difficult not to see that this storyline would be so pervasive, especially when it uncovered many layers. The first one being that Kaepernick is not skilled enough to play. I mean, when you have names like David Fales, Cepho Leofowl, Cooper Rush, and Thad Lewis, some who haven't taken a snap under center in the NFL since 2014, and they're chosen before someone who has taken a team to a Super Bowl, the question of skill is blown out the window. Next is the national anthem brouhaha. I mean, I respect the flag. I serve, so I respect the flag. However, there is literature that says people have the freedom to do things as they see fit. So it was interesting to me. Yeah. So it was interesting to me that people could dictate to millionaires having to conform to their company's wishes and how dare they spit in the face of America and kneel. And those same clowns are not giving a crap about the anthem. They hear it and they're walking to their seats, talking to people, if not sitting in them. So you can miss me with the patriotism angle. That is faulty. Then there's a distraction angle, which I call the denial angle. Why? Because here's a player standing up for a principle. Yet because it's a money issue for you owners and not a principle one, you lean on that as the reason to deny a player. Yes, I get that he's a free agent. Yes, I get that owners get to call the shots however they see fit for their team. However, don't urinate on me and call it rain, because that is what we're all experiencing here. Now, what got me the most out of all of this is two people, Mike Ditka and Bob McLean. Now, Ditka, who is a staunch supporter of standing for the anthem, fine. He was asked about the reason why players knelt, and he opined, quote, "I haven't seen oppression in 100 years. Close quote. Really? Really, Mr. Ditka? So you must have had glaucoma since the age of 5. How on earth could you say that you haven't seen oppression in the last century? You've lived 79 of those years. You came up when Jim Crow was still a way of life. What, you actually thought seeing white people in blackface was good, wholesome family entertainment? No. This I have to know. Did you think that when you saw whites only and blacks only fountains, that it was the color of the water which came out of those fountains? I mean, if he has never seen oppression in a century, it had to be because his world was free of bigotry and prejudice. For how else can you explain going to hotels and establishments in your college and NFL careers, at least down south, where whites stayed in one part of the hotel and blacks stayed in another? Oh, you thought they were getting special treatment, or was that just another day in the week for you? haven't seen oppression in the last 100 years. That's like saying we haven't seen it snow in Cleveland. Or the Browns as a successful winning franchise. And Dick is not the worst of them. McNair, well, at least he had the stones to say this in a room full of people, uttered that when it came to the anthem issue. Quote, "We can't have the inmates running the prison." Close quote. Is that right? Firstly, the saying is, quote, "You can't have the inmates running the asylum." Close quote. Which secondly makes me ask, do you think of the players as criminals or do you think of them as crazy? Because if you look at the Bengals' Adam Jones spitting on a police officer while being arrested, I can see why you would conclude that players are both. Most of the over 1,000 players are neither crazy nor criminals. So to allude to them as such is utter nonsense. To also insult your fellow owners is also nonsense. What's the matter? You all suck at being wardens? And this is what the problem is. To call it racism is such low-hanging fruit. To call it prejudice is, again, low-hanging fruit. I believe you, sir, along with many of the other 31 owners who you have partnered with, is bigoted, racist, prejudiced, and judgmental. That is what happens when you suffer from the disease of elitism. I mean, look at your partner, Jerry Richardson. The clown was a sugar daddy pressured to leave because of crappy sex behavior with his staff. At least he wasn't as bad as Gerald Jones. I mean, that fool loves to have 20-year-old blondes shove their hands down his pants in his AT&T Stadium suite. Well, thanks to Richardson, we now have to deal with Bad Boy Records coming to the NFL. I can hear Diddy now. As we proceed to give you what you need. Can't stop. Won't stop. Uh-huh, that's right. Now we're going to have to see the owner of the Carolina Panthers. Not North Carolina Panthers, Diddy.
All of the videos. All of the luxury boxes. That's a ton of the Panthers.
I mean, next thing you know, we'll have Mace as the head coach of the Panthers.
Can't nobody hold me down. Oh, no. I got to keep on moving.
All right. Welcome to the second annual VIP Honors. So you ready to get this show started? Yeah. All right. All right. Well, our first presenter hails from New Jersey, and he is a Giants fan. I know, but that isn't the worst of it. He also is a Nets fan. Well, I mean, at least the Nets have someone on their team to film the misery of it all. D'Angelo Russell? Come on down! Ladies and gentlemen, one half of the Ranting and Raving podcast, Mr. Steve Hanish, a.k.a. Sandwich.
The beauty of this show is that there's something for everyone. For those who want to have the full experience, there is the full episode. Many times, there have been a few moments when so many good anecdotes are captured in such a full package. When those moments happen, the total package is revealed. There are special moments, there are special segments, and then, there are special episodes. The nominees for Episodes of the Year are June 3rd, 2017, Skewed Perspective, and Tiger Declawed.
Dateline Jupiter. 14-time Grand Slam winner Tiger Woods was arrested for driving under the influence. Here's the thing, Tigs. I hope you can get it together because I want you to pursue these Grand Slams. But if you have these things happening, Grand Slams are not going to be what we're concerned about with you. Your health will be.
February 8, 2017, from the brink and keep domestic abuse quiet.
Well, they don't want the negative publicity. They don't want the attention. They don't want to be associated with that. But it is such a real issue. It happens all the time. Close quote. What I'm seeing from you, Shield, is that you don't give a crap about women, exclamation point. And that is more deflating than anything else you all represent.
August 12, 2017. Don't touch. This is your America.
Ezekiel Elliott. Take your two hands, extend it in front of your face. Put about, I'd say, a ruler's length away from your face. Look at them. Concentrate on them. You see those hands? Good. They are not to touch a woman inappropriately. I don't care if you are innocent of these charges. Take those hands and keep them to yourself.
September 30, 2017. Burn, baby, burn. Freedom of what?
Quote. To kneel during the anthem is disrespectful, regardless of what you're protesting. I will not stand for that kind of disrespect toward our country, especially from a legend such as Ray Lewis. You stand for the national anthem as a salute to those who can't stand because they fought for this land. Close quote.
November 4, 2017. That's so Browns, hashtag earned history.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have gotten off to a 3-4 start, and the internet has gone bonkers. Babies are being tossed in the air, fireworks are being let forth. People are happy at the Cavaliers' demise. Brother. Is this a harbinger of things to come? It's only early November. We still have 5 more months to go.
And the 2017 episode of the year goes to... the September 30, 2017 episode, Burn Baby Burn, Freedom or What? I'm Sandwich Anish from the Ranting and Raving Podcast, and that was your 2017 episode of the year.
Because quite honestly, I don't see anything wrong with LeVar Ball. The guy simply just runs his mouth. He's no different than Charles Barkley. And you all laugh at him because you think he's ridiculous much of the time. That's the exact same way I think of LeVar Ball. He's just a motor mouth. He runs his mouth. And the fact that you all give him the platform to do it and you give him the gas to keep going fuels it even more. Thanks to you all and the fact that you all keep saying, God, I can't stand this guy and he needs to go. You all just handed him pretty much a one-way ticket to whatever he wants to do. And I know one of them has to be a reality TV show since he has 2 more sons in high school that he wants to funnel through UCLA on their way to the pros. Oh, and then we have to follow Lonzo's journey in the NBA. My point is, you find a loudmouth more offensive than a man who disrespects a woman in public, a man who disrespects a police officer in a police car to the point where he spits at them, a man who does a stereotypical commercial that should not have ever aired, a man who was so in his feelings that because he had the power and could say, I can do it, banned a former player for life. Another owner who actually having the audacity to say that the man who is the second season triple-double holder is not an MVP candidate. A man who actually in public says he thinks his wife and his girlfriend, and then says his daughter is his girlfriend. A woman who was so concerned about getting from point A to point B, she decides to down so many other people and it got her fired off of her network. All of those things, all of those infractions pale far in comparison to the loudmouth from Chino Hills, California, who goes at Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, LeBron James, Stephon Curry, and white people. That is the most offensive thing to you all than the aforementioned things I just listed.
Later, the adult of the year will be crowned. And coming up next, the award for a segment of the year.
This is the second annual VIP Honors.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dino Red.
I'm Pip Lilly.
And your girl Dijon Monique.
And we're the Shiznit Show. And we want to invite you guys to come by and check us out. We are on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, and every place else great podcasts can be found. But don't look for us under the Shiznit Show. Look for us under the Red Rock Podcast Network.
Oh, well, every queen, especially black queens, have subjects. And whatever subject you got, I got an opinion on it. If you don't know who I am, just Google me. You'll find out. I got some bro hacks for every week.
Dejan, what you bringing to the table?
You already know I'm coming with the hot fire celebrity gossip, the craziest topics of the week.
Crazy.
And you already know my opinions are hot.
And so are her big.
Oh my God.
So I've been told. I wouldn't know. But thank you guys for checking us out. Come ride with us on the Shiznit Show, and you will not regret it.
Every week.
The Shiznit.
Hey guys, JC Preston here, founder and host of the Angles of Latitude podcast. Just wanted to give a big shout out to Cole Johnson and on his anniversary edition of the podcast. And let me tell you, you know, I had Cole on the show not too long ago. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about was the fact that, you know, over time he's learned to appreciate his voice and, you know, appreciate just having regular conversations with people. And as you guys know, I mean, this podcast has definitely changed over time. And, you know, he's released a second one since the beginning of Cole Sports. And, you know, the truth is, man, I mean, he's just really real and really personable. So again, congratulations, Cole. Thank you so much for being the host that you are and the resource that you are. And looking forward to many more great episodes. Cheers.
Yo, yo, man, I am hype.
Power.
Man, I just filled up my bracket. Man, I got Villanova going all the way.
Oh, are you serious?
Are you serious?
It's gonna be Dookie, baby, with a capital D.
2017.
Coach K got that group going after the ACC tournament. You gotta be kidding me.
And my Villanova team is gonna be the champ.
Forget Duke.
It's all about Duke, baby.
1 week later.
But don't lie.
The final score. Houston 65, Villanova 62.
I told you Villanova wasn't going to go all the way. I told you. My Dukies.
I don't believe this,
my
man.
My Dukies was going to take it all the way.
Number one,
they were
going
to cut down the Nets, baby.
And then get to the Sweet 16.
Wait a minute. Won, man.
Wait,
what's wrong with that?
Dukies.
And
wait.
Let me look at the matches.
The Dukies lost too?
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of the Veteran Woman Podcast, entrepreneur and business coach, Miss Ariel Reynal.
Hello, I am Ariel Reynal, and I am so glad to be here for the 2018 VIP Honors with Cole Sports, and I am announcing the 2017 segment of the year. But first, I gotta say, sometimes there are events in sports that just can't be summed up in a phrase or a sentence. To grasp the totality of the event, one must use a few sentences to properly explain it all. There are some segments which have stood out among the rest and have made an impact on the VIPs at large. From commentary to observations, these are some of the most memorable moments of the past year. And the nominees for segment of the year are the January 2017 Dolt of the Month episode. Jerry Rice and Adam Jones get an earful.
And yes, if you would roll up in my face, I would tell you, you are acting like a straight up embarrassment for us, man. Because we expect more out of you. We expect better out of you. and you're not delivering. Pure, plain, and simple as that.
The March 22nd, 2017 episode, Tom Brady's jersey has been found.
p.m. February 5th, 2017. A figure dressed in a suit, gray suit, white shirt, blackish tie with glasses, walks into the Super Bowl champion's locker room, stays for a while.
The March 25th, 2017 episode, Muhammad Anas thanks his wife and girlfriend.
Well, firstly, I appreciate my fans and my wife and my girlfriend. Oh, I'm so sorry. My wife, I love you so much from my heart. Thanks for supporting me. There's more to come. Close quote.
The September 29, 2017 episode, Greg Popovich gives a white privilege dissertation.
It's hard to sit down and decide, yes. It's like you're at the 50-meter mark in a 100-meter dash. You've got that kind of lead. Yes, because you were born white, you have advantages that are systemically, culturally, psychologically there. And they have been built up and cemented for hundreds of years. But many people can't look at it. It's too difficult. People want to hold their position. They want the status quo. People don't want to give that up. And until it's given up, it's not going to be fixed. Close quote.
And the October 28th, 2017 episode, The Divided Sports State of America.
I'd want justice to be served. So yeah, that would bother me. And to have this happen in my country, I think that's wrong. Where is that? Where is that, VIP? Tell me that. Why is it that we cannot put on our big boy and big girl hats and get to a place where we actually sit at a table, talk about our issues, and solve them?
And the 2017 segment of the year goes to, come on, can I get a drum roll? And the 2017 segment of the year goes to the March 25th, 2017 episode, Muhammad Anas thanks his wife. Congratulations.
This next presenter has become a good friend of the show and is a lifeline for it. He is one half the fantastic show Varmints, and he is here to present an award near and dear to my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Chomo.
The lifeline of the show, Cole Sports, is not the segments, the host, nor the music. It is the fans, or as Cole refers to them, VIPs. They are referred to as VIPs for a reason. It is to let the listener of Cole Sports know that they are just as valuable as the subjects covered on the show. They heavily influence the direction of the show. They get to vote who is the dolt of the month and dolt of the quarter. They also get to influence content on the show by letting Cole know what is on their mind. Needless to say, the VIP makes the Cole Sports engine go. Right now, we are going to honor one of those individuals who has made a positive difference in the Cole Sports VIP community. This is the inaugural year of the VIP of the Year Award, and it is our pleasure to bestow a personalized Cole Sports jersey to the winner. It goes to a man or woman who not only shows a deep sports knowledge, but also exemplifies the high class, honor, and respect of everyone who encounters him or her. He or she makes the atmosphere better just by his or her presence. It is that particular type of individual who receives this award. The 2017 VIP of the Year goes to... Damond Eason.
To put forth a player, a former player, to have him opine that, and then you sit back with this Cheshire cat grin on your face, means that you are all about yellow journalism. You're all about journalism that is not responsible. And when I mean yellow journalism, I do mean the type that's phony and fake, but I also do mean the type that is cowardly. You understand what Colin Kaepernick is doing. You choose to not speak on it. Or at least not speak on it in the positive vein. You know what's up. You know the time. You know what the deal is. Yet you just feign ignorance to it all. And you say, you know something? This guy really has a runny nose. He was 3-16. He's hot garbage on the field. You can't trust him. He needs to realize that he is a bad quarterback. And he did a bad, bad thing in kneeling before the national anthem. Because that is horrendous and he needs to be punished. Bad Colin. Bad Colin. Bad Colin. That's the feeling I get from you.
The second annual VIP honors will award the skit of the year later. Coming up next, the award for Upon Further Review of the Year.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Congratulations, Cole Johnson, on your anniversary for Cole Sports. You have done an amazing job. To see your brother over here over at Blaze Entertainment, Kwame. I am over here just super proud of you, just on all of the accomplishments that you've made, of the growth that you've made with your show, the headway and the amazing things to come. So I just wish you the very best. Congratulations again on you and your show, and wish you prosperity, goodness, and peace, brother. Bye.
Now, you know, we can't have no Cowboys who are ruining the star. We can't have that.
Jerry, I'm telling you, we have to let it play itself out.
Jason, did I say anything to you? I said we're going to cut the boy. We're going to cut the boy. We're going to cut the boy now.
But that's the wrong move, sir. Listen, I know this is your team. I know you coach the team. I know you run the team. You sign the checks, and you even get some of these players on the field because we know that Steven can't pick them. You have to pick them.
Well, no, that's not right. That's not right. My son picked that offensive line, now. I didn't have that ability. He did. Steven, that's my boy. He had the ability to pick them players. I didn't.
Well, be that as it may, Jerry. Look, Lucky needs to be on this team. Excuse me.
Boy, you need to get some sleep. Why is it that you look like you sleep every time you're on the mic? When you do those press conferences, you have to look like you're awake. You look like you sedated or something.
It's just me. Be that as it may, Jerry. This is a young man. We need him on the team. You can't rush the judgment.
I don't care. This is my team. We were 13-3 last year with a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back. And doggone it, we gon' go to the Super Bowl.
Not with moves like these, Jerry. We can't get anywhere. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Look, you can ride Dak Prescott's and Ezekiel Elliott's coattails, but really if it were up to you, it would be all about Romo at the quarterback position even now. He would have a cast and braces, and he would limp on the field. He would be in a body cast, and you would push him out there before you push a healthy one out there.
Shut up, son. That's why you coach. I'm sorry. That's why you actually get direction from me on how to coach. I tell you who the 22 players is going to be on the field. So what you do is shut your sleepy behind up, do what I tell you, and don't sass me, boy. You understand me?
But
do you understand me, son? I said don't sass me. And that's that. We're releasing that boy. He gone. He ain't a cowboy. What's his name? Lynch Mob? Lot? What's the boy's name?
It's Lucky, sir. Lucky.
Oh, yeah. Lucky Blackhead.
Whitehead, sir. Whitehead.
Yeah, Lucky Whitehead. Get him off my team. We don't need boys like him on my team. And send this out to everybody. Y'all are gonna stand up for the national anthem, or y'all's are off my team. It is that prevalent, and it is now that it's gonna happen. If y'all fools decide to sit or kneel like that Jack Colin Kaepernick, y'all gonna be gone. We ain't gonna talk about it. Y'all out of here. Tell all them boys that now. Yeah. And get some sleep. Sayed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the creator, producer, and host of We Got the Jazz, artist and voiceover talent, Miss Autumn Woodland.
Sports can be fun, captivating, riveting. It can pull so many emotions out of you. It can also make you think. It challenges us to a higher purpose of self. It isn't a bad thing to have the words sports and think occupy the same sentence. In fact, many of the greatest players are lauded for their intellectual brilliance. This category dares athletes, fans, and casual admirers alike to go beyond the box scores and fantasy stats. It tugs at the heart. The nominees for Upon Further Review of the Year are the January 14th, 2017 episode, The Chargers Bolt North.
And they will be playing their next set of home games for the following 2 years at Dodgers Stadium, Chavez Ravine at Angel Stadium, at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, at the Rose Bowl. Oh man, they'll be at the venerable location and venue called the StubHub Center. StubHub Center. StubHub Center. StubHub Center.
The March 29th, 2017 episode, The Raiders Leave Oakland.
Quote, "The Raiders were born in Oakland, and Oakland will always be part of our DNA. We plan to play at the Coliseum in 2017 and 2018. We would love nothing more than to bring a championship back to the Bay Area." Close quote. Mr. Davis, Mr. Davis, Mr. Davis, Mr. Davis. You, sir, are tone deaf.
The May 27th, 2017 episode, LeBron versus Jordan. Comparisons are stupid.
So you can miss me with all these comparisons. They're just different players. And to this day, Michael Jordan is still the greatest basketball player I've ever seen. Hands down. And I'm not a fan of his. As people will attest to on listening to this show, I'm not a fan of Jordan. But I respect greatness when I see it. And the same thing with LeBron. LeBron is great too.
The August 12th, 2017 episode, Domestic Terrorism.
Racism is alive. It isn't a figment of our imagination. It is a realistic thing. People look at me, not all, but some, and they see a right in their face. They don't see a degreed man. They don't see a United States citizen. They see a. And for you all to turn a blind eye to it all means that I'm going to still be a to them and to you.
the November 4th, 2017 episode, hashtag earned history.
The colorful history of being jinxed, because there were many who were saying, oh, well, watch the Astros choke up and lose. They said that in the ALCS. They said that many times in the World Series. Watch the Astros do what the Astros do, because, hey, they reside in the city of Houston, so they are bound to choke. They're bound to come from ahead and give a team a series or give a team a game. That was the talk in game four. But those group of men embodied the energy that is Houston, and they had to cling on to something, cling on to some hope, hold on to something that made them say, you know, we can see the brighter tomorrow.
And the 2017, upon further review of the year, goes to the August 12th, 2017 episode, Domestic Terrorism.
You, sir, participated in that act when you got on one knee and then got on two knees. I will say it again, because there is footage of you on one knee before you got on two knees, and you said you were praying. It's fine. I have no issue with anybody praying during the national anthem. I don't. In fact, I highly encourage it. But you can't say out of one side of your mouth, I'm not going to participate in this protest, and then on the other side of the mouth say, well, I participated, but I still didn't because I was on two knees. You got to make up your mind, sir. It's not that difficult. It's either you believe in this principle or you believe in the other principle of, okay, well, yeah, it is family. It is country. I do have this strong understanding of this is what I need to do. It looks like to me, though, that the Baltimoreans are making up that mind for you, because there was a petition right a few days after you made your stance, or sorry, you made your praying stance, of them wanting to take the statue off of the grounds of MT&T Bank Stadium because you knelt. You didn't represent those of Americans, and they didn't see you praying. They saw you participating in the protest movement. So whether you want to believe it or not, congratulations, Mr. Lewis. You now are a willing participant of this.
This is the second annual VIP Honors.
Hey, this is Crystal Clear, and I am reaching out to Cole to let him know that he is awesome, and I really appreciate you for reaching out to me to be on your Revelations podcast. Kudos to having two successful podcasts. I know that's hard work. You're doing really, really good at what you do, and, you know, just keep being, you know, one of the great people in the podcast community, and I wish you the best. Stay awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, here I am in front of the Ray Lewis Tabernacle Church, and I'm here to say that I believe in us. I believe in the power of people. I believe in all lives matter. I believe that we are meant to be striving to be above all and above everything. Because you see, well, all lives matter. I said all lives matter. Yeah, 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 yeah. I want to hear an amen from the choir. Come on. Amen. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, now I was walking to church this morning when I saw a man. He was on his knee. He was kneeling. He had the nerve to say to me, Reverend Ray, why are you being so hypocritical? And I said, son, I ain't being hypocritical. I believe in police.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in the military.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in myself, and I believe in America.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to be on our knees no more, no. Only for God. Only for God. Only for God. Only for God.
Oh, yeah.
So I told them people, and I told that young man, get up. Get up on your feet. Put your hands together
and say the national anthem with me, because this country's great. I said this country's great. This country's great. This country's great. And more than the power of God, we believe in the power of America. Yes, we do. The power of America is strong with me. The power of America is strong with this church. And the power of America is strong with you. So all I'm saying is, stand with me, be united with me, be united, yeah, 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 with me, yeah, yeah, because we're going to stomp out the kneelers, we're going to get them inmates out, we're going to get people who appreciate America in, we're going to have them stand on the sideline, oh, yeah. We're going to have them place their hands on their heart, oh, yeah. We're going to have them genuflect to the flag. Oh, yeah. Because that's a powerful God. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. And then the national anthem plays. We're going to have them respect the flag. Oh, yeah. We're going to have them respect America. Oh, yeah. We're going to have them respect God. Oh, yeah. We're going to have them respect all of it. Oh, because yeah. You know what Ray Lewis does? We pray. We pray. We pray. Yeah, yeah. We pray. Pray. No matter if them fools get on their knee, we get on two knees. I say we get on two knees. I say we get on two knees. And then we pray. That's right, we pray. We pray. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our next presenter is one of the reasons why this show exists. He is a sports head, but has smarts to match. That's why this show is for the intelligent sportsman. He is now here to award the greatest champion of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, host of Why Not Sports and Flagrant 2, the big homie, D. Murph.
We see the bad side of athletics, and at times, the focus is often geared in that direction. However, we highlight the athletes who show us the best side of humanity. There are those who were human shields. There are those who use their clout to give a city hope when they so desperately need it. Then, there are the ones who display a toughness that goes beyond the field of battle. They are champions. And it's time to give them their just due. And the nominees for Champions Personal Five of the Year are Mario Lemieux grants a wish to a teenage girl.
You see these two walk with skates from the locker room, arm in arm. And then you see them get on center ice. And they slowly skate with Mario holding Lily's hands, making sure that she won't fall, but also making sure that the two of them speak.
The Utah Jazz helps a blind fan see.
So what the Jazz did, they teamed up with a company called eSight to give these special LED screen glasses, where it has high-speed, high-definition cameras that capture everything that the user is looking at viewing, enhances a video feed, and displays it on two LED screens in front of the user's eyes.
Brandon Roy becomes a human shield.
So he went to visit his grandmother, and everything seemed to be fine until shots were ringing out in her neighborhood. And so he was a bystander there. He surveyed the situation. He saw some children that were in the way of the gunfire. So he rushed to the children. He shielded them, became a human shield, and a bullet grazed one of his legs in the midst of shielding the children from the gunfire.
Athletes help Houston rebuild.
But two people stand out the most to me in this. One is, I guess you could say, lame duck, owner of the Houston Rockets, Leslie Alexander. But the champion of all champions in this, Justin James Watt. Watt has been my favorite player in NFL for the last 5 years. And part of why he is my favorite player is because of the heart that he has, not just on the field, but off of it.
And then Marquise Goodwin plays in honor of his deceased newborn son.
Giants 49ers game. It was from the 49ers 17-yard line. And streaking down the field was number 11, Marquise Goodwin. He caught the pass, and he ran the rest of the way for an 83-yard touchdown pass and reception. So afterwards, Goodwin knelt down and said a prayer. Why is that play so particular, and why is it being highlighted? Well, unfortunately, just hours before that touchdown was scored, Marquise and his wife lost their son.
And the 2017 champion personified of the year goes to Mario Lemieux grants a wish to a teenage girl.
At 3:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, October 31st, the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals agreed in principle on a trade which would send backup quarterback A.J. McCarron from Cincy to Cleveland. And the Browns organization celebrated. Then the deadline passed, and then they were informed that the trade didn't go through. Why? Because the Browns didn't submit the trade. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Alright, you mean to tell me there is an NFL team out there who is that inept, an organization that inane, that they're not looking at a clock, they're not judging any time, they don't have anybody who is willing to say, okay, well, we got the trade through, let's get it in as fast as possible, let's get it in now, let's get it in ASAP, let's make this deal now. Let's dot all the I's. Let's cross all the T's. No, nobody, none of you in that organization. None of you. None of you.
Still to come, the award for Dolt of the Year. And next, the award for Skit of the Year. The second annual VIP honors. Is brought to you by Studio, the headphone company that designs your sound experience.
All right, VIP. I know you only want the best, right? You want your sports coverage stylish and classy. Well, how about your earbuds and headphones? That's where Studio comes into play. I'm wearing a pair of Studio headphones called the Regent right now, which are my favorite because they're comfortable, they look great, and the sound quality is excellent. You get impeccable clarity and instrumental tones and a well-balanced sound. Plus, you have the option to go wireless by connecting to any Bluetooth device like your phone or connect to a computer with the auxiliary cord. They combine high-polished metal with matte finishes, and that embodies the vision of Scandinavian design. You can also personalize your Regent designs if you like. Well, Studio also has the tray, the Vasa Blow, the Clang, and the TVA earbuds along with the Regent headphones, so the choice is yours. If you want to listen to Cold Sports and other audio with class, style, and sophistication, go to the show notes in this episode, click on the Studio link, and upon checkout, use the promo code COLE to save 15% off your new purchase. Again, go to that link in Studio. ColdSports.com's there for it. Click that link. Upon checkout, use the promo code COLE, and you'll save 15% off your new purchase. Studio, designing your sound experience.
Brother Cole, Cole Johnson, happy anniversary, bro. 2 years in the game and still more years to come. I'm just glad you followed your heart. I'm glad you took your wife's advice and didn't leave that idea hanging, because without that idea, I wouldn't be blessed to have you as a bro, have you as a supporter, and someone that I can rock with and listen to and see grind and put in the work. Man, just continue to do what you're doing, man. You know, at the end of the day, it's nothing but love and respect. Keep doing your thing, man. Look forward to linking up with you in the near future. Happy anniversary, and keep them coming.
Kid, how you doing? Jason, man, I'm
How
a
you
fan.
Doing, the guy?
Yeah, we need to do that kid at play
Yes,
dance.
Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
Let's do it. It's like this. Come on. Let's go. Hit. Yeah. Hit.
Oh, 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 oh.
Are you right, big guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. My fat can't do that.
Well, let me
move.
Pick you up.
No!
Pick
no!
me up!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're too big. You're too big. Oh. Thank you.
Oh. Thank no problem. You. No problem, guy.
Ben, I've been a fan of yours ever since you all came out at 88.
Oh, yeah, with the hot top thing?
You had that hot
yeah,
top thing.
Yeah,
yeah. The fro was
I love
good.
It.
I
like
that.
It, too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is a great fro.
Yeah.
I like this. Yeah. I thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this.
Yes, let's do it.
Here.
Let's do
let's
it.
Do
yeah.
It.
I'm ready.
Yes. Oh, I get the on Kaepernick again today. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Speak for Yourself. I am Jason Whitlock, and today I have a special guest, Colin Kaepernick. How are you,
oh,
Colin?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just need another cup of coffee, and yes, this is great. Yeah, I'm on tour. Oh, I'm not talking about me. I'm sorry.
Why are you unemployed still from the NFL?
Well, because I simply don't have a clue. You know, I'm all about that Black Lives Matter stuff, and I want to be all in Africa. You know the deal, Jason.
How in the world are you making any money?
Well, I'm making money by, well, man, that's a good question. I don't know how I'm making money. Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you know what I think. I've said it many times.
But class
you
act.
Are the- Right. Yeah.
That was a good all one. Right, that was a good one.
That you said you have a special performance. I did not know that
yes,
you
I sing.
Sang.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I sing, I dance, I rap. Oh, I'm all multi-talented.
I gotta tell you, I am a big fan of yours. I mean, when you traveled
yes.
to Ghana, and when you fed those children,
the hungry
Somalia,
children need to be fed.
You know, I thought this is so wonderful, but all I kept thinking was, what about Chicago?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
What about Chicago?
I know. Those children getting killed and murdered left and right. That's not right. That's not right, Jason.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you ready to end this?
I really am a fan of yours.
Yeah, let's end this.
You said you had a special number
Yes, I
to
did.
Sing.
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah, go
All
ahead
right.
And sing
All right.
It,
let's
please.
Do it. Yeah. 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 Roll on with me. Sing it with me.
Y'all will sing. Hola, hola, eh.
Hola, hola.
Rolling, 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 Colin Kaepernick.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Everybody say, hola, hola, eh.
Hola, hola, eh.
Rolling, 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 Colin Kaepernick.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, I'm going to earn my black card for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, two-thirds of Chopping It Up with Q, Miss VJ Burton, and Mr. Quentin Simpson, otherwise known as Q.
Alright, man, so all throughout the show, you have heard the nominees of this category. It is yet another way Cole Sports expresses itself.
As you can tell, it doesn't matter who it is. Athletes can get it, coaches can get it, owners can get it. even on-air personalities and journalists are not safe from being victims.
Hey, man, I hear that, man. Look, when you look at this, who would have thought that jokes and parodies could speak so loudly and carry such impact when it comes to commentary? And then, so many things can be said through just the art of humor.
This is very true. So, without further ado, we give you the nominees for the skit of the year. We have the January 14th, 2017 episode, Derrick Rose Wants $150 Million.
All right, Bionicles.
The March 22nd episode, Bracket Busting. The July 2017 Dolt of the Month episode, Jerry Jones Scolds Jason Garrett. The 2017 Dolt of the Quarter number 3 episode, The Ray Lewis Sermon.
Papa Lewis.
On Bended Knee, Ray Lewis.
Oh, man, look.
And the September 9th, 2017 episode, Jason Whitlock and Kid Clown Colin Kaepernick. So I guess that's the one where the kid from Kid and Play dressed up like Colin Kaepernick, right?
Look, we don't know what to say about Whitlock, and there's families viewing this, so we'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough. They are your nominees.
And with that being said, the winner of the 2017 Skit of the Year goes to... the September 9th, 2017 episode, Jason Whitlock and Kid Clowns Colin Kaepernick. You know what? Just hats off to these guys. They really try to do it because that's the only time anybody's ever watched Jason Whitlock's show.
Anybody black anyway.
How on earth can your 78-year-old behind say that statement? Come on, man. You can't even hide behind the fact that you have dementia. You are lucid and well-abled and well-bodied. And you may say that your memory's bad, but your memory is not that bad. Come on, man. Medgar Evers, Emmett Till, Martin Luther King Jr. Those are names I just threw out there. That was a mark of oppression, considering that you had to deal with these individuals doing something that the systemic power did not want them to actually do. And that took place within the 100 years that you talked about.
Coming up next, we will find out who is the Dolt of the Year. The VIP honors continue.
Do you ever wonder when Spider-Man goes to the bathroom if the toilet paper sticks to his fingers?
Do you ever wonder why Superman wears his underwear outside of his pants?
My name is Imran.
My name is Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And we're your hosts for the Jock and Nerd podcast, where we sometimes try to attempt to answer these questions.
This is a full spoiler podcast, and we swear a lot.
Check it out for awesome geek news, interviews, and comic book reviews. Visit jockandnerd.com. We are your superhero TV, movies, and comic book culture curators.
Boom.
Jockandnerd.com.
Jock and Nerd!
Mr. Cole, the Sports Johnson. This is Chris from Work Gooder Than. And congratulations on your anniversary, sir. I wish all podcasters were like you. Well, not really, because then that would mean I'd have to listen to every podcast ever. But Cole Sports is my favorite sports-based podcast. You have an incredible voice, basically the voice of an angel, if that angel had a deep, resonating voice. And I don't need to listen to any other sports podcasts because of you. You cover all the sports, all the news that's fit to speak about. Your insights are always spot on. I spend most of the time when I'm listening to your show basically just yelling at my phone saying, I agree 100% with you. Cole, you nailed it. So Dolt of the Week, Dolt of the Month, Dolt of the Quarter, Dolt of the Year. You just keep bringing the heat, bringing the thunder. And I love every episode. You are a gentleman and a scholar. So here's to 100 more years of Cole Sports podcasting. Here, I want to try this one. Let's see here. Always want to do this. Cole Sports!
Our last presenter is one who has a special connection to the show. Little did I know a Skype conversation early in the Cole Sports journey would blossom into a brotherhood. Ladies and gentlemen, the creator of Podcast Bay and a dear friend of mine, Mr. Scott Doucette.
This past year has seen a lot of ridiculousness in the world of sports. However, thanks to you, the VIP, the worst of the worst in the field of athletics has been captured and not forgotten. All throughout this show, you have heard all of the nominees and why they received such the dubious distinction. Players, coaches, even teams shared the spotlight in who did the worst. We even had nominees who never played professional sports nor influenced those who do. Yet here we are. It is now time to award the one who will take home the honor of Dolt of the Year for 2017. And the nominees for Dolt of the Year are LaVar Ball, Jason Whitlock, Ray Lewis, the Cleveland Browns organization, Mike Ditka, and the 2017 Dolt of the Year goes to... Fox Sports 1 Speak for Yourself co-host Jason Whitlock.
And that'll do it for the second annual VIP honors. Did you enjoy yourselves? Yeah, well, I enjoyed having you here. Thank you to all of the presenters. Thank you to the audience. And thank you to all of the sports analysts, journalists, athletes, and executives for giving all of us endless amounts of material. Well, you already know how I do it. I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports! We will see you next year. Thank you so much, and good night.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Congratulations on your second year. Cole Sports is amazing, and I think it is going to be your best year yet. So you keep it moving, dude. And I'm honored to be one of your anchors in the Cole Sports 2018 red carpet event. Wow, what a spectacular night we had here at the Cole Sports 2018 VIP Honors Award. Guys, I have lost my voice because the entire thing had me screaming and hollering and laughing, and I just did not anticipate what was going on. It's me, Ashley Sanders, here again for the after party. Welcome to our after party portion of the VIP Cole Sports 2018 Honor Award Ceremony. Man, that is a tongue twister. This event has lived up to my expectations. You know what? This event exceeded my expectations. There were so many surprises, and I laughed. So I told you guys, I was screaming, and it was so amazing. And you know, for an award show, this really, really had me thinking. It got me all deep, and oh my gosh, there he is. Here's the man of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, the executive producer, Mr. Sports himself, the host, the CEO, the man with the most, Cole Johnson. How are you doing tonight?
Tired.
I bet, dude. I bet. So what stuck out for you tonight?
Well, all the evening was memorable. I do have to say that awarding the first ever VIP of the year was a highlight. The crowd was lively. For an award show, I mean, I had a ball listening to the presenters this evening as well.
Cole, if you don't mind, I want to talk more about the presenters. Let's start with Steve.
Well, all of them had some hand in where Cole Sports has traveled. In Steve's case, he, along with Christopher Arangio, had me on the Ranting and Raving podcast, and it was a ball. Plus, they both belong to my community group on Facebook, the Cole Sports VIP Room. They are great contributors there. I mean, I love those guys. And Steve and I have done other projects outside of Cole Sports. A funny guy. Funny guy.
And then it was Ariel.
Yes, Miss Ariel Reynal. She's a fellow Texan like me. She now is a business partner of mine. So she's a tremendous help. The only problem is that she's a Cowboys fan. Besides that, though, she's a wonderful person.
Paul did such a great job, and it was wonderful when he presented the VIP of the Year Award.
Yes, he was. I can't tell you how much Paul means to the Cole Sports VIP Room community. He is one of the most valued VIPs himself. Great guy, talented human being, and he is one who gets the show. When he talks about my show, I know if I've hit the mark and where I need to tweak if I didn't.
And yeah, that is needed. That's always needed, no matter what you're doing.
Now, let me say this about Autumn. When I was selecting the presenters, I wanted someone of a particular class to deliver this category. When I heard her on stage tonight, I was blown away because it was exactly how I wanted it. She was poised, she was regal, she was composed, and she is a voice we all are going to hear a lot more of in the future. Creative, talented, and intelligent woman to boot.
I felt a little, you know, a little Viola Davis vibe in there. What about Dee Murph?
Wow, that's a great comparison. I can see that. Now, Dee is one of those guys that works hard, but is fun when you work with him. He's that ally every person needs to advance to the next level. He did good tonight. We've worked on a few things, and we have more things in the works. He's a former basketball player himself, and it was cool to actually see him give us a glimpse as to athletes being champions in life. So the category really fits him like a glove.
And without a shadow of doubt, I got to tell you, the funniest award had to be the Skit of the Year Award.
Oh, yeah, it was for me, too. I knew Q and VJ would speak their minds, but do so in a funny way. That's how they've been for the last year plus. And that's exactly how they were tonight. I mean, I love their sense of humor. They are unafraid to speak commentary through humor. And this was of no exception. I was entertained by their presentation the most.
Now, the most important award of the year was presented by Scott Doucette. Why was that?
During the first year of the show, man, it's crazy to think that I'm in year number 3. During the first year of the show, he listened to it and got the vibe right away. He was one of the first to say to me, "That segment where you talk trash about athletes, that is your money segment." He was right, because a flood of people who heard my show for the next few months said the exact same thing. So it was a no-brainer to have him present the Dolt of the Year.
You think the VIPs are happy with the Dolt of the Year selection?
Oh, yes. I definitely think they're happy with this one. I knew back in August that if someone else didn't trump him, that Whitlock would get the honor. The VIPs immediately took a dislike to him. And it is easy to see why. I mean, you've heard Q and VJ say a couple of things about him, and trust me, if it were their show, they would have buried the man. But yes, the VIPs thought Jason Whitlock was the most despicable character of 2017. And I agree with them.
So, Cole, how do you feel now as opposed to 2 years ago when you started this?
See, that's what takes my breath away, Ashley. I mean, I was sitting in my den and spoke into my headset and my phone recorded it. Now I have diversified luminaries like JC of New Inceptions and the Angles of Latitude podcast, Kwame Corbett of Blaze Entertainment and Pyro Media Network, Crystal Clear of the podcast with the same name, and Chris Broughton of More Gooder Than giving me thank yous. It was touching and humbling.
And what will you take away with all the thank yous?
Like I said, the diversity of the people is the one thing I will take with me. The fact that you and Dee, who were part of the festivities, still took time out to record a thank you, that touches me. You know, Chris talks about my voice. Did you hear his? I love that. And then he did the Cold Sports hook. I mean, you live for those moments where what you do touches lives. Those words touch me, and I thank all of them and you for all of your kind words.
Now, you boldly started this off with a monologue. So my first question is, who wrote it?
Well, yours truly wrote the monologue. It was nerve-wracking. When I was delivering it, though, I really enjoyed myself. It was cathartic, if you could ever experience catharsis on stage. And I really, really, really wanted to give the VIP what they desire.
And also, what made you decide to deliver one just like the Academy Awards?
I promised them an award show, and every award show I know has monologues. It's that simple. Besides, when can I ever mention Facebook, Twitter, SPCA, Serena, LeVar Ball, and Oprah all in one setting?
So before you go, do you have anything else you'd like to say to everybody?
I do, Ashley. Before I continue, let me thank you for being a part of this evening happening. VIP, I want you to know how dedicated Miss Sanders is. She suffered something traumatic in her life and still soldiered on. I won't ever forget that. And I will say that to you. Thank you, Ashley. You are a remarkable talent. If you want to catch me, you can reach out to me at Cole@ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You also can listen to my guest appearances, voiceovers, buy any merchandise, speak your mind, and listen to 2 years worth of quality sports news on ColeSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColeSportsWithAZ.com. Thank you so much.
Dude, thank you so much. And I had such a blast. Thank you for even just giving me this opportunity, Cole. I'm serious. This is going off script. I want to thank you so much for allowing me to do this wrap-up show, and you are great. Have a great night, man, and take care of yourself, Cole, because next year it's going to be even better.
You too, Ashley. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening and tuning in.
That's the magic words. It looks like it is the wrap-up portion of the wrap-up party, and I just want to thank everybody who was listening on this spectacular night, the 2018 VIP Cole Sports Honors. And let me tell you, I want to thank Cole Johnson for this wonderful evening he has put together for all of us. I want to thank you as well for tuning in and listening, and I am Ashley Sanders, host of Who's This by Captain Ashley. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You could probably find me on Twitter. And I still got a MySpace. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was a blast. I got to go get my voice back because I got a show to do tomorrow. All right, guys. Everybody have a great night. And thank you once again.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.